Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. They are the disciples. Jesus is getting them ready for the last days when they'd no longer see him, but would have to watch and pray. It would be a tough, trying time, a time challenging them to just give up, throw in the towel. Now, we sure know what that's like. There's not a one of us who hasn't faced a time in our situation in our life that hasn't worn us down and stomped our faith into the ground. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, and it seemed as if, well, was God paying attention? I mean, didn't he promise to hear and help? How long, Lord? How long is it going to take? Some days, no matter the age or stage of life we are, we feel that way, and we ask those questions of God, and frankly, we get a little tired of praying. Today's Gospel and Old Testament reading are about faith in Jesus and the life of prayer that flows from faith in Jesus. The Lord tells us what the parable means, good things, or we might miss the point altogether. The God figure is a crooked judge who neither fears God nor man, is probably on the take. That faith figure is this pesky widow who keeps showing up in his courtroom making the same demand for justice. And while the crooked judge could not care less about justice, he's finally going to give this lady her justice for no other reason than she's grinding him down with her persistent petitions. That's the picture of stubborn faith at persistent prayer. Now, to be sure, God is not an unrighteous judge. He is rather the righteous one whose judgments are always pure and precise. If a crooked judge can be persuaded by the persistent petitions of a woman seeking justice, how much more will God, the righteous judge, work justice for his people who cry out to him? Come on now, will God dilly-dally around, twiddling his thumbs, earbuds plugged into his ears, not hearing? Of course not. He will hear their cries and do justice for them, and when he does, it'll be the right time and just exactly what is needed. You have Jesus' word on that. Key words for the day are patient persistence, even stubborn persistence. Patient, persistent prayer flows from well-grounded faith. Prayer is an exercise of faith. It is simply putting God's promises into action, the action of praying. Why do we lose heart? Why do we just give up and fail to pray? Because so often in our push-button, instantaneous world, we get downright impatient, impatient with God. And impatience kills our persistence. The old Adam in all of us is very impatient. It's now or never. We ain't standing in long lines being stuck in traffic, waiting for the doctor or waiting for the website to come up on our computer. We hate being told to take a number and wait our turn. We're insulted. Important people don't wait to be seated in a restaurant. We want it now. But prayer is an exercise in patience. We are, after all, praying to the God for whom a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years, like a day. This could take a while. One of the characteristics of faith is patient endurance. In other words, hanging in there in the face of pain or trouble or illness or whatever's going on. That woman in the parable keeps coming back to that crooked judge with her persistent petitions because, frankly, she has nowhere else to go. Even if the judge is uncaring, unsympathetic to her cause, sitting on the bench waiting for a bribe, she keeps coming back to him day and night because there's no one else who can do what she needs done. How quickly we lose patience with prayer. We don't get what we want when we want it, and so we quit. We look for another, more productive way. Our prayers get kind of shallow or sporadic or anemic. Kind of like going to a gym a couple of times, lifting a few weights, and then concluding, hey, this exercise stuff doesn't work. I don't see a hint of muscle. Prayer is exercised over the long haul, not the short term. It's a marathon, not a 100-yard dash at top speed. Conditioned by our instant everything world and our self-centered natures, you and I quickly run out of steam when it comes to patient, persistent prayer. What's the point when nothing seems to happen? And yet the scriptures tell us again and again in so many ways that with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. Which may mean that from our perspective of time and place, God is grindingly slow in answering our prayers. He's kind of like that old T-bon we got back when. You forget about it. All of a sudden, 50 years later, it comes to maturity. Will not God give justice to His elect, His chosen ones, who cry out to Him day and night? The answer is, you bet He will. You can count on it. But it's going to be in His time, in His way. The life of prayer is very much like Jacob wrestling with God in the wilderness. Jacob pins God down and he won't let him go, even with his hip out of joint, until he receives a blessing. That is the stubborn persistence of faith. The new name Jacob receives is Israel, which means one who wrestles with, contends with God. That's what the church is, what baptized believers are, God's Israel, ones who wrestle with God in prayer. And yes, brothers and sisters, we walk with a limp. We walk by faith, not by sight. But I'm going to tell you something. That disjointed hip is our strength. When we are weak in ourselves, then we are strong in the strength of the Lord. Jesus prayed. He prayed in the garden that the cup of His death be taken away. If there was some other way, yet not my will but Yours be done. He prayed for those who mocked Him. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. He prayed to the Father when the Father seemed absent in His suffering. My God, why have You forsaken Me? And in the silent darkness of His last breath, He prayed, Father, into Your hands I commit My spirit. Jesus prays for the world. He prays for His church. He prays for you. Jesus intercedes as the world's high priest, offering the blood of His once for all sacrifice. He prays before the throne of his Father as the one who has wrestled with God on our behalf. He lost not his hip, but his life in order to save us and to bring us into that intimate life of prayer. Jesus is that persistent widow in the parable pleading for justice before the throne and winning for us our justification, our standing before Almighty God. Jesus has done justice to our sins, God's justice. His prayers are always heard. And through him, in his Spirit, our prayers are heard too. Jacob called the place where he wrestled with God Peniel, which means the face of God. I have seen the face of God, and yet my life has been delivered. The Son of God, Jesus, is our Peniel. Jesus is where we encounter God in the flesh of his Son, naming us and claiming us as his own in holy baptism, speaking into our darkness his healing word of forgiveness and peace, feeding us with nothing less than his very body and blood to assure us that we're being kept by him to be guests at his heavenly table. Peniel, hear God's face shines on you. Hear, his countenance is lifted upon you, and you have his peace. The divine service is Peniel for God's Israel, where faith in Jesus is forged and fed by his word and spirit. And where faith is forged and fed, there is always persistent, patient prayer. Day after day after day after year. And we all walk with a limp. A hip out of joint. Until, in the holy name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.